The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. That means it's time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
Well, we're watching the news and seeing Hurricane Idalia about to make landfall probably tonight, tomorrow, on the west coast of Florida. That's not good news for people that have vacations planned along there, is it?
No, Tampa Airport is closed right now. So everything is on a standstill there. So if you're planning on going, even if you're going next week, get ahead of the game, see what you need to do. I think if it does hit, you probably won't have a vacation next week, so you probably want to proactivate yourself right now to get it going. I know that when they closed the airport in Tampa, they haven't closed the other side, so you could possibly go down south to Miami. But you know the one thing about a hurricane when it's coming, you know how quickly it can shift.
Right.
So you might be going to Fort Myers, or not even Fort Myers, but Sarasota, it could turn to go that way. So just be on alert. Tampa Airport is closed as of right now.
You've always got to be aware when you're going to a tropical location, or really anywhere that you're planning. Just check ahead. If you booked your vacation 6 months ago, a year ago, whatever, as it gets close to vacation time, make sure that that place is still standing, because there are so many natural disasters happening.
Yeah, the one thing about hurricane is, remember, August, September, October is hurricane season. You have to have insurance. You have to have, if you're doing a hotel package, got to get the insurance. Just for cases like this, you know, insurance is normally canceled up until the day of departure, so you can do that. Another important thing is to have that app on your phone, your airline app. They will give you the most up-to-date, right away, what's going on, information, and telling you you've got 10 days to change your flight, free cancels, whatever. Hawaii, for instance, and Maui, the Lahaina area. I have clients that still wanted to go to Lahaina, and I'm like, you don't understand.
Have you been watching the news?
You can't get a hold of the hotels for a reason, you know. And the one nice thing is when you book like a package, the tour company itself rearranges your schedule for you. They'll say, all right, they were in this hotel in a beachfront room. They guide you to switch your hotels to a different area. You don't necessarily don't have to go to Maui, but Maui is going to be under construction, and everyone that lived in Lahaina will have to find a place to live.
Yeah.
So that means they're going to go to every part of the island they can to try to get a place to live. So it's not going to be very easy. But on the other hand, they don't want to lose their tourism, because that's what they're noted for.
Sure.
So you can go to the Wailea area, go a little bit further away from Lahaina, and change your hotels. Mm-hmm. I have clients going next summer. I've got a couple different families going. I've already switched their hotels. One is completely – I don't even know if their hotel was damaged. It was in the Lahaina area, but more north.
Okay.
If that's north or west. But anyway, we switched it anyway, because I can't imagine you're not going to hear construction constantly.
Yeah.
And then another one, it was in that area. I believe the hotel was destroyed, so we are moving them. But if you haven't heard anything, no news is probably good news right now, but no news may also be that there's nothing there to call you back.
That's absolutely right, because some of these places were just absolutely destroyed.
Devastated.
And so they can't, I mean, the last thing in the world that they can do is call you and tell you that the hotel's not there.
And if it's not them, it's the people that work there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if their house is gone, where are these people going? You know,
oh, yeah.
They're more worried about that. So they've shut down a majority of that part of the island. Mm-hmm. So that being said, again, if you're planning on going next year, I have clients going on a tour. Mm-hmm. The tour company's already rearranged it, so it's all set. So not to worry about that.
You know, back to tropical storms and hurricanes, that could affect a cruise too, can it?
Yes. The one thing about a cruise is that they will deviate. I was in a hurricane, I guess, when I was on a cruise, and I didn't even know it. It was sunny every day, but they stayed away from it. We canceled two of our islands and went to one other one. Mm-hmm. And, but not to say that it does change the dynamics. Again, it's less expensive to travel this time of year because of the weather.
Sure.
But you have to be flexible then, you guys. You know, like if you we're going to save some money, we're going to go now. Just remember, that has its consequences if there is a hurricane.
Yeah. Communication is always the key. Just checking in with your travel agent, checking in with the resort or wherever it is that you're planning to go, just to make sure that everything is still as it was when you booked the travel 6 months ago.
Oh, absolutely. And right now, everything with these airlines and all the changing they've been doing and all the, you know, lack of pilots, whatever they've got going on, I don't even know. All I know is I get to the airport, I have to tell myself, be patient, because I'm not. And make sure the apps, I keep saying this over and over again, and I was never tech savvy. But I'll tell you, having that app on my phone now, you know, if you change a gate, if a flight changes. Another thing is that they bring in a new aircraft, it could be smaller. So then your seats aren't the same. So then you have to hurry up and get on there, even if you're like walking to the gate to get a seat because, you know, they'll be gone before you get there. You know, that's the kind of stuff that is so, you know, yes, you can call me and I can help you, but yet you got to be your own advocate.
Yeah. And if you don't have to be there right away, if you can wait for a later flight, sometimes it's to your advantage because they'll incentivize you staying off that plane sometimes,
yes,
won't they?
Yes, they do. It's kind of funny because I'm not a big person on that. Now you hear that they're giving you $1,000, yeah. $1,500, but whenever they do that, it's because the next flight is probably full.
Right, yeah.
You know, so you're going to be going through this stress, especially if you have luggage checked.
Yeah.
If the only time I would suggest doing that is when you don't have luggage checked,
right.
You have a carry-on. But also, you know, get on that app and see if that flight is even open.
Yep.
You know, because then you'll know if you'll have a seat.
Hey, as long as we're just kind of advising people about travel and some of the, you know, perils that exist today. Let's talk one more time. And I know we've talked a lot this last year about it, but passports.
Yes, please, please, please. If you have not gotten a passport and you are planning on traveling, expedite your passport. Remember, your passport expires 6 months earlier than the actual expiration date on your passport. Take it to the post office now. Get it redone. But remember, you're not going to have a passport. My biggest thing right now is for my husband's is we have to hurry up after we're back from Finland. We've got a 3 month span where we're not traveling. And I don't know what else to do. I should have done it this year. I wasn't thinking. Again, it can happen to the best of us.
Right.
But really stay on that passport. And if you don't have a passport, you're applying for a new one, plan on it taking a little bit longer. So expedite it.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
It sure does. Sure does. 10 years goes by in a wink.
Doesn't it, though?
It's crazy. 9.5 years, really.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, COVID made us forget those 2 or 3 years.
Sure.
So they're thinking that, oh, I've got lots of time. But, you know, you didn't travel then.
Yeah. Two, 3 years felt like one for some reason.
Yes, yeah.
Look back on that period and it's like, oh, that was 3 years. It just feels, even though the days were long, it went by quickly.
So. I know, I know.
Crazy.
So,
if people are planning their travel for either later this year or next year, they've got questions or just a particular trip that they want to plan, what should they do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right, thank you.